The supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio.
الصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصديق.
today. Monday is the 9th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. On the blessed month of Allah, we open His book. This is chapter Ar-Rahman. We'll listen to verses 12 to 16. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Walhabbu al-'asfi war-rayhan.
And grain having husks and scented plants.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ كَالْفَخَّارِ
He created man from clay like that of pottery.
وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارٍ
And he created the jinn from a smokeless flame of fire.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is worthy of note that by mentioning such rhetorical question, God Almighty makes jinn and men encounter the reality to reflect upon such issues, and without recourse to any other injunction, ask themselves, could any of these divine blessings be denied? If the answer is negative, why did they not recognize their Lord? Why did they not make use of showing gratitude toward their Lord as a means of recognizing His Lordship? Why did they not prostrate themselves at His divine threshold?
أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن
And on the continuation of today's special by IRIB English Radio, we'll look at the ones who missed the opportunity of Ramadan. Ramadan is a chain of opportunities before us with its fasting, daily prayers, almsgiving, dhikr, that means remembering Allah, Quran, recitation of the Quran, and with all its potential good deeds. It is the market of the hereafter opened for spiritual shopping. It is a body of means which make the believer closer to his or her Lord. Ramadan is a set of hundreds of opportunities chained one after another, carrying the servant to paradise. It is a way for all who suffer as servants and hundreds and humans at the hands of the devil and the self and drift into swirls of sins and rebellion in different ways to cleanse and purify themselves.
Thank you. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The month Ramadan is regarded as the month of getting awake and the month of waking up. This is because throughout the year, in other times of throughout the year, we find that we people may not be that much attentive to our religious piety and religious deeds and religious observances. However, when it comes to the month Ramadan, we find that more people attend mosques or more people try to recite the Holy Quran. Even in Muslim lands, we find that throughout the month Ramadan, in Muslim lands, those people who haven't learned how to recite the Holy Quran, they attend Quran recitation classes, held in mosques or schools or houses and so on. And we find that those people, try to be more attentive to religious piety. This is because the month of Ramadan is regarded as the month of being awake or religious, this time of, revival. In fact, the month of Ramadan is regarded as a month of spiritual revival or spiritual coming up with, our duties. We find that, in everybody's life, it's necessary to observe that special attention should be given to certain important things. For example, for a student, the end of academic year is the time of final examination. So if a student has been, not that attentive, so if a student hasn't been that attentive to his lessons, we find that at the time of exam days, this student comes to be more attentive to his lessons and tries to compensate his or her shortcomings in other times of the academic year. The same holds true. Of course, this isn't, an exact analogy, but we find that, the same holds true regarding our religious duties and observances. If throughout the year we haven't been that attentive to our religious jobs and observances and duties and rituals, we find that in the month of Ramadan, we are invited and we are expected to be more religious and to be more attentive to our religious duties. Thank you.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan, ya nafhat al-Rahman. رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
Reasons and will require benefiting from those blessings. They call for benefiting from the opportunity to the best. Otherwise, one cannot turn one's back on them blindly. This is because one cannot always stay the same. In this respect, one should make good use of the fruitfulness of the month of Ramadan. If passed by carelessness and negligence, it leads to loss in the world and to deviation of mercy and forgiveness in the year after. It is as if one digs one's own grave and tumbles down in it. On reaping the opportunities in Ramadan, drawing us closer to Allah. This is achieved by recitation and reflecting on Al-Quran during the night and the day. Attending the prayers, remembering Allah, sitting in circles of knowledge. Also for those who can make itikaf or seclusion, in some few nights of Ramadan, so to leave all worldly pursuits and seclude oneself in a masjid, in a mosque, just thinking of Allah. This brings us closer to Allah. When one sins, one feels disdain from Allah. That is why one might find it hard to read and reflect on the Quran and come to the masjid. However, the obedient worshipper feels closer to Allah and wants to worship Allah more because Allah forgives and is merciful.
Allah. Thank you.
On the continuation of today's special, we'll look at the month of Ramadan as a time to reflect and an opportunity for change. Dear friend, the month of Ramadan should be used as a means of morals and spiritual growth. It is important that we plan out our month in advance to ensure we are maximizing the benefit we take from it. We should make a conscious effort to pray in congregation 5 times a day, look to pray the additional prayers, stand in vigils through the night prayers, and look to eating healthy, nutritious food. Through all this, you will notice a natural closeness develops with Allah, and a sense of calm and belonging comes over you. It is also important to ensure we use this blessed month as a time for moral development, self-improvement, and self-discipline. The month of Ramadan teaches us that we as can refrain from halal things, that is food and drink. Similarly, stay away from haram activities such as lying, backbiting, cheating, and fighting.
You might see people who have been praying and fasting for 40 and 50 years, but they haven't comprehended that they are the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You look at the way they live their life as if they're doing a favor upon Allah, or as if they treat other people, they degrade other people, they humiliate other people. We have to feel weakness sometimes. Feeling weak is not a bad thing, my dear brothers and sisters. Feeling weak and reminding ourselves of our weakness is a rahmah from Allah upon us. If we would always feel powerful, if we would always feel wealthy and rich, and we were never in need, then that day, that is more dangerous to a person than the feeling of weakness. Why? Because when we feel rich, when we feel powerful, when we feel strong, we begin to fool ourselves. We begin to tell ourselves that I'm going to live forever. Nothing's going to harm me. I'm never going to feel hungry. I'm never going to feel weak. I'm never going to feel powerless. When a day is surely going to come when we will feel extremely weak. We will feel extremely powerless. So we have to remind ourselves that we are in reality powerless. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَنْ رَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. When a person feels that they don't need anyone or anything, they start thinking that they don't need Allah anymore either. So when I feel hungry, I am reminding myself that I am weak. I'm reminding myself that a few hours of not eating and I feel weak. I feel dizzy. I feel lightheaded. I need to take a nap. I feel that I am reminded that everything that I have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep and remember us too in your prayers and worshiping. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
والغفران ومجالسة القرآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رب
القرآن ومجالسة القرآن.
Food for thought.
Salam friends, and here is some food for thought in this blessed month of Ramadan for stimulating our minds. Once Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, heard a woman who was fasting swear at a maidservant. He ordered food to be brought and told her to eat. She said, "I am fasting, O Messenger of Allah." He said, "What kind of fast is it when you swear at your servant?" Fasting is not just refraining from food and drink. Indeed, God Almighty has made the fast a restraint from all ugly conduct and evil speech, which can invalidate the fast. How few are those who really keep their fast, and how many are those who just remain hungry?
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio.
Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble tradition regarding procrastination. This tradition has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, right now we're in the month of Ramadan, and the month of Ramadan is a very spiritually opportune month, right? We know that in a lot of the traditions, it has been narrated that even the breaths that we take in the month of Ramadan are considered as acts of worship. Even small act of ibadat and worship will have a lot of sawab, will have a lot of rewards in the hereafter. When we hear these kind of hadiths and traditions, we tend to take it easy in the month of Ramadan, and we tend to procrastinate, right? Whereas this is something that we shouldn't do. And we should take every opportunity that we can to worship Allah and to obey Him in this month and to perform as many acts of worship as that we can, and not procrastinate. Sometimes we might say that, well, there's still a lot of time until the nights of Qadr, right? Let me just wait until those nights, and in those nights I'll make a lot of dua or a lot of prayers, right? But we don't really know, what if we don't make it to those nights? A lot of people pass away before they get there, right? So let's take the most that we can of this month, and let's look now at what Imam Ali alayhi salam has said regarding procrastination in this beautiful hadith. Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following in a letter that he wrote to one of his companions: seize what you have left of your life, take hold of it, the remaining part of your life, take hold of it, use it, utilize it, and do not keep deferring saying tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. Right? Don't keep saying I'll do it tomorrow or I'll do it later on. By way of parentheses, there's another beautiful hadith and tradition, and in that tradition it's been narrated that after, you know, the judgment is passed and those people who are supposed to go to hell are sent to hell, you know, an angel or somebody will ask them, what is it? What led you to this fate? What brought you to this fate? What happened? What was the evil act that you did that led to this? And some of them will say, it was procrastination. It was procrastination. Procrastination led us to the evil fate that has befallen us. In any case, let's look at what Imam says in the continuation of this tradition. The Imam says, for verily those before you were ruined because of their persistent wishful thinking and their procrastination. By wishful thinking, the Imam is probably alluding to the fact that they were probably under the assumption that they're going to live tomorrow, day after tomorrow, for another year, and that they will, you know, do their good deeds or whatever, their acts of worship at that time. This is wishful thinking. How do we know that we're really going to live until that time? Then the Imam says, until suddenly the command of Allah, meaning death, overtook them while they were heedless. وَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They were heedless. They weren't prepared for it. Death came and overtook them and they could do nothing about it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at procrastination in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Respected Muslim brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Habibullah Fasihizada with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network. So the students as well, yes, in cooperation with the students of Sevier International School Network. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope, inshallah, you are safe and healthy wherever you are and whenever you are. May Allah Almighty, inshallah, protect you from all evils and illnesses. So we are back, inshallah, with another session of the Quranic series of sessions. And inshallah, today, as the previous sessions, we will be practicing, reciting, reading the Holy Quran and practically applying the rules and the things that the points that we just studied, we have just studied so far. Well, inshallah, we'll be in this session as well, applying them on the verses of the Holy Quran. We have to recite a salawat, then we will go and start.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
Okay, 1 minute, 1 minute. Our focus is on what? Our focus is on what?
Pause.
Right now.
Pause.
How to make a pause, not where to make a pause.
How?
So where to make a pause is the second step.
Yes.
Okay? So what was the reason of making a pause?
To get a breath.
Go out of breath, or for example, the eye is too long. Yes, these things. So,
come on, read.
So, Hadi and Mahdi will recite the first two ayahs, then the
yes.
two second ayahs.
I'm second.
Oh,
I'm
the
second ayahs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أزاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم تركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون.
Okay.
Okay, now my
turn. Was there any mistake?
Oh, okay. First, the fa is masa. And
accept your mistakes.
And the ha, he pronounced it ha.
About dhal.
Oh, and the dhal, he pronounced it za.
Mm-hmm.
The. And the dhad, he pronounced it
thi.
Za.
The. And the thi. And the thi, yeah, we talked about that. And, yeah, I think that's all.
Zulumat.
Yeah, and also dhulumat. It was a Zulumat.
Okay, Mahdi, read the same ayah and do not make the mistake.
Oh, wait, what? So can I just read the second ayah?
Wait, read this one. Fix his mistakes then.
You didn't make mistakes.
Let's see. Do you make mistakes or not? If you made mistakes, we will go to the next guys.
مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا
Look, you are going out of breath, or you're making a pause, but you're not applying the rule of how to make a pause. Look, you're saying, مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا فَلَمَّا. You made a pause.
Yeah,
you didn't apply the rule. So the word نَارًا ends with تَنْوِين فَتْحَ. What should we do with that تَنْوِين فَتْحَ if we make a pause
know,
at that?
I know. We change it into a sukun.
No,
I know.
Sometimes people who are in the wrong way,
I'm gonna start from.
They persist a lot. Okay, they insist a lot that I'm right. But when we kind of remind them, okay, or kind of inform them that hey, you are wrong, okay, then when they understand, oh yeah.
Like this,
it's just I know. Make it.
Yeah. Go on.
الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا فَلَمَّا
No, wait. Read from مَثَلُهُمْ and make a pause at نَارًا.
Now.
Let's see.
مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا.
Ah, this is correct.
Sound like me.
Yes.
الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ
نَارًا. Finish, go from فَلَمَّا.
Wait, oh. فَلَمَّا, where is it? فلما
أضاءت
ما حولها حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في الظلمات.
في ظلمات.
Why doesn't have any tashdid? Why are you merging them?
في ظلمات لا يبصرون.
Our goal, I told you, okay, is this to be able to read from any part of the Quran, not only one ayah. Okay. There was one guy. He was always practicing with the Quran that his grandpa had. Okay.
So you say?
Yeah,
he
says.
So you say? Yeah,
he is like this. He knows one ayah. So with any Quran, he says, "Oh, this ayah, I can read this ayah." No, the intention. Our goal is not this. Our goal is to be able to read from any part of the Quran at any time, sleeping, sitting, standing, whenever. Okay, wherever you are. Open the Quran, read it.
Like me.
This is okay, Hadi? Mahdi?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's hear from
all right, for now. Example, Ayah 18, you've practiced a lot at home. You have to be able to read the other ayah.
It is easy.
So listen, I will recite this ayah, then we will go to the next ayah. Okay?
All right. Yeah,
listen to this ayah.
Wait.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Based on the meaning, I told you, استوقد نارا نارا. If you make a pause here based on the meaning, it's okay.
See?
نارا means fire.
Yes. So.
So here it's right in prison, it's written here.
Yeah. مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم. Now I made a pause. وتركهم. It's not okay. So I have to start from the
تركهم
or ذهب الله. Okay. ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون.
Okay, now my turn.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرا باسم ربك الذي خلق.
Is the kaf there? Is it pronounced like a kaf or a kaf?
Where is the kaf?
Someone, is it bukmun or bukmun?
Bukmun.
Is it kaf?
Bukum.
If it's kaf, it's not kaf. If it is kaf, it is not kaf. Yes?
Oh.
Is it kaf or kaf now?
Summum bukmun ummun fahum la yarji'un.
How do you read this ayah?
Yeah, I messed up again.
Summum bukmun ummun fahum la yarji'un.
Minhal, read this ayah.
It's ummun.
Ummun.
Minhal, read this ayah.
Summum bukmun ummun fahum la yarji'un.
Great. You, Muhammad Yahya? By the way, Sayyid Muhammad Yahya.
Ja'far.
Sayyid.
Summum
bukmun la yarji'un.
Summum bukmun la
yarji'un.
Jafari,
you want to read this ayah.
Then I will tell you something, okay? Go on.
Summun buk'un fahum la
yarji'un.
Summun buk'un, you say. Okay, look. Summun, but we change it to kind of mean because of ba. You will study this in level 3. Summun bukmun umyun fahum la yarji'un.
So like I say,
Yeah, that's correct. Summun bukmun umyun fahum la yarji'un. What was this called? Elevating one, yes?
Yes.
Yaro. Good. So, next ayah. Muhammad, ya Muhammad, Yahya. Aw kasayyibim.
أو كسيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون.
Oh, you can make a pause at برق.
برق.
So if you make a pause at برق.
رعد وبرق.
وبرق.
Yeah. رعد means lightning. رعد means thunder.
Thunder and lightning, okay?
يَجْعَلُونَ
start... يَجْعَلُونَ
يَجْعَلُونَ أَسَابِعَهُمْ فِي أَذَانِهِمْ مِنَ السَّوَائِقِ مِنَ السَّوَائِقِ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ.
Look at Hadar al-Maut, on the top of Hadar al-Maut.
It's a
top
small baby jim.
A small baby jim. Do you see Hadi?
Huh?
A small baby jim?
Where?
On the top of Ta, Hadar al-Maut.
There are three or four small baby jim.
Do you see it? You don't see it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. Maut.
Maut. On the top of Maut, there is a small baby jim. Your baby brother.
How
so,
are you, baby?
This, I told you one, two ways, yes? The first one, you understand the meaning. Yes. It's easy for you. Yes. And also you should pay attention to these signs as well. The next one, you don't know the meanings. Mm. You don't understand it.
That's right.
You can read it only. So in this case, Mahdi, you have to pay attention to those signs and symptoms, okay? One of those signs is Jim. So always these signs are written on the top.
Mm. Not on the bottom.
Okay? So you will see Jim. Meme, like for example, Lam and Alif, like Saad, Za, Ta, sometimes in some versions of the Quran, and many other signs. So they will help you, they will tell you where to make a pause, right?
Yes.
Let me recite this ayah, Wa kasayyibin min as-sama, then inshallah we'll continue.
This big
ayah. Ready, Hadi?
I didn't finish.
Oh, Wallahu Muhid, yes, go on.
والله محيط بالكافرين.
Great. Okay. Listen, Hadi Mahdi. أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق. برق. Bouncing sound. When you make a pause. يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين. Let's recite a salawat inshallah and
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa jil
faraj. So by the way, we always have to give thanks first to Allah Almighty
then
that has given us the opportunity to recite his book, to learn his book.
Yes.
Second thing, we to really give thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. Schools network
and of course,
for kind of providing this kind of sessions for us, for let us come and learn the Holy Quran. So we will recite a salawat for them and take a break, then we will be back inshallah. Okay.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum wa lana.
Let's recite the Quran. a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Ilahi لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the supplication. إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد O Allah, if I had been yoked to and tied with chains, وَمَنَعْتَنِي سَيْبَكَ مِنْ بَيْنِ الْأَشَادِ And if I have been cut off from the flowing stream of your bounties in the presence of witnessing people, وَدَلَلْتَ عَلَى فَضَائِحِ عُيُونَ الْعِبَادِ And if there were all eyes to see how I was exposed to infamy and disgrace, وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار And if I was ordered to proceed to hell and if a barrier was put between me and the blessed pious people even then I would not cease to have hope ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك And it would not stop me from expecting your pardon ولا خرج حبك من قلبي It would not take away your love from my heart. أَنَا لَا أَنْسَ أَيَادِيَكَ عِنْدِي I have not forgotten your bounties. وَسَتْرَكَ عَلَيَّ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا. I have not forgotten that your protection was with me in this world. We said earlier that this part of supplication is explicitly talking about how to strike a balance between fear and hope. These two, and striking between them, are seen as requisites of faith.
Ramadan, Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
Prior to this, we discussed what different etiquettes Imam alayhi salam has observed in this part of the supplication. Now let us move on to talk about the expression of the state of fear and hope in Imam Sajjad alayhi salam's words. Brothers and sisters, the prayer of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is a perfect expression of the needed state of fear and hope. Naturally, when we comprehend the greatness of Allah, we will feel abjectness and express humility before Him. I mean, one who truly comprehends the greatness of Allah cannot remain fearless of Him. The holy saints and the awliya were so fearful that sometimes their faces would turn pale. At times, their trembling would be beyond description. Could we faithfully describe Hazrat Ali alayhi salam, Imam Sajjad, and the other infallible Imams alayhi salam without considering their states of fear? Of course not. So this is how we should recognize Allah and how we should fear Him. On the other hand, though, while having such fear, the true mu'min, the faithful, must be as hopeful of God's mercy as if he has not committed any sin. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said one of the admonitions of Luqman, the wise, to his son is this: خَفِ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ خِيفَةً لَوْ جِئْتَهُ بِبِرِّ الثَّقَلَيْنِ لَعَذَّبَكَ. You have to have such a fear of Allah Almighty that were you to come to Him with the virtues of the two worlds, ثقلين, He would still chastise you. And وَارْجُ اللَّهَ رَجَاءً لَوْ جِئْتَهُ بِذُنُوبِ الثَّقَلَيْنِ لَرَحِمَكَ. And you have to pin such a hope on a God that were you to come to Him with the sins of the two worlds, He would still have compassion for you. Brothers and sisters, elsewhere, Imam alayhi salam also says in another hadith, نجوى العارفين تدور على ثلاثة أصول. The whisper of the mystics is based on three principles: الخوف والرجاء والحب. Fear, hope, and love. فَالْخَوْفُ فَرْعُ الْعِلْمِ. Fear is the outcome of perfect knowledge of God, perfect knowledge of His attributes. وَالرَّجَاءُ فَرْعُ الْيَقِينِ. Hope is the result and fruit of certainty and yaqeen to God. وَالْحُبُّ فَرْعُ الْمَعْرِفَةِ. And love is the offshoot of gnosis of Allah. So this is how we should strike a balance between these two, khawf and raja, as the words of the infallibles and specifically Imam Sajjad alayhi salam suggest. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.